you when Micah started getting a chat in? How was that going?
Uh-oh. She was approached me to have a chat, and it seemed respectful and genuine. And then, boom! Torrential downpour.
I actually appreciate her coming over and asking you to talk and trying to kind of dive into things as opposed to asking me to talk. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which couples do you think are going to survive when we go?
I mean, million-dollar question, million-dollar answer.
I know.
Brett and Tiff, I think they're going to survive. I just have so much hope in them. My goodness, if Brett and Tiff don't make it, it will eat me alive.
I know.
It will kill me.
Well, get ready. Get ready.
Everybody. Yes.
I will die of an aneurysm.
Please don't do that.
Okay. You know, Chelsea.
She's like, please don't die.
You know, if they don't make it, then I probably will die of an aneurysm. I don't know.
Me too.
Like, at that point, go ahead.
At that point, take me.
Sure.
All right.
Rita and Zach could be doing the best in the world.
And we don't know.
And we
wouldn't
know.
Oh, my God. Fucking Arena. Oh, Arena and Zach are not doing good. They just broke up.
No.
He's like, no, we don't know.
I can't stand that, dude.
Hey.
Nobody likes Zach. Listen. Zach is a weirdo. There is no question about it. But, you know.
I like him. Can we talk about Irene instead?
Come on, man. Come on.
I like Zach, okay?
What about Micah and Paul?
Oh, there is no Micah and Paul.
I don't know. Actually, don't know. I want to get more time talking to Paul.
There you go.
I've talked to Micah longer than I've talked to Paul since we've gotten to Mexico.
Yeah, no
shit. No shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't do that.
See, it's funny. She's not nagging him about it. She's not going to nag him about it, but every once in a while, she will remind him.
Stating the obvious that I'm going to... And we all know Paul's going to be like, it's cool, man.
There it is. Do you see that? Do you see? Even Chelsea knows that Paul is weak.
Yo, you are so funny. You're my favorite comedian. But so, are you feeling okay after tonight?
And I think it was like a little bit of a test for me tonight.
Yeah.
Oh. We're gonna get influenced by people who might not be for us.
Yeah.
Or might not understand our relationship.
These are wise words. These are wise words coming from Chelsea. She probably doesn't realize how wise these words are. Because she's trying to protect a relationship. And the person she's talking about, clearly, is Micah. But in the grand scheme of things, she's absolutely right. At some point, when you get into a really solid relationship, you're going to have to shed some people. You're going to have to shed family, friends. Because not everybody thinks the way we do. Not to say that Kwame and Chelsea are different. Pardon me, by any stretch of the imagination. This isn't to say that they're, you know, red pill aware, but all girls are red pill aware. All girls are red pilled. Sometimes they just pretend not to be in order to justify their actions. But girls are as red pilled as they come. You can believe that.
We're gonna have negativity. We are.
Right, but what Chelsea is getting at is you cannot allow people who are bad for your relationship into your relationship, and eventually they will start to peel off. One of Devin's best friends, Kim. Hadn't heard from her in years. Right? Hadn't heard from her in years. Every once in a while she'll check in with her. Hey, how you doing? Right? Yeah, Donovan bought me another diamond ring. Donovan bought me another car. Hee 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 ha ha ha. But she still hasn't, I mean, she probably doesn't, honestly, she probably doesn't even think about Devin too much anymore because it's been so long. But you cannot allow people who are going to sabotage your relationship, both directly or indirectly, into your relationship. And this is what Chelsea's talking about. Look, man, the fact that Kwame is attracted to Micah, that's not a bad thing. He's a man. He has eyes, right? Micah is sexually attractive enough to garner sexual attention. But by the same token, you as a man, you need to be stoic, right? Even if you do want to fuck her, you can't You can't be doing all that all out in the open. Now, if a situation comes up where your girl is out of pocket or you need to teach her a lesson, then by all means, flirt away. But Chelsea has not done anything to deserve Kwame flirting with other women. She has treated him respectfully. She's treated him like a god. And when your woman treats you well, you need to reciprocate that good treatment. Because Chelsea did it right. She qualified herself to Kwame. Kwame said, all right, let's do this. Kwame said, okay, let's do this. Chelsea's played her role. She's played it perfectly. She's been disrespected twice now. She's been disrespected twice, and she's still there. And she's still telling Kwame, hey, man, like, we need to keep these kinds of people out of our relationship. Just like Jay Blaze just said, she is a woman. The rest are just girls.
Okay.
And it's up to us to handle it.
The tests are going to be coming from both our sides. Your family, my family, your friends, my friends. The best way to maybe move forward when it comes to situations surrounding us is to make sure that we both get involved.
Yep.
You've got to constantly make sure that we have each other's back. I'm always going to be there for you.
We'll be together.
One step closer to our new life.
Love you.
Man, she is all in, dude. She's always trying to read Kwame. She's always trying to read him because she knows he has a weakness for blonde-haired white girls. And I can't say I blame him. Oh, Seattle? Oh, are we going back home? Oh, we're back home already. I'll be damned. Oh, there's Zach. Is this Bliss? He's in a coffee shop. Unbelievable. It's fucking Bliss. Oh, shit. Bliss is back in it. Let's do this. He doesn't. They don't know what they look like.
Zach?
Hey.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Me too.
Now, let's see if Bliss has initial attraction to him.
How are you?
Nyx asks, Donovan, how many seasons do you think the show will last? They keep cranking them out, man. They keep cranking them out. And like Jay Billy said, it's very inexpensive to make, right? I mean, dude, they're never going to be short of cast members, you know? They're never going to be short of, you know, everybody's looking for a relationship. Well, you can get a relationship and clout. So, yeah, as long as the ratings keep up, they'll continue to do it.
Good.
Good.
Well, I made the wrong choice.
Very good.
You know I did, and I do too.
Good. He was straight up about it. And here's the thing. Even when Zach told Bliss that Irina was his choice, she's like, hey, look, man, still love you. Still love you. That's what caused Ari to go back to Lauren B. way back in, you know, Ari's season. Uh-oh, here we go. Oh, boy.
I love being this happy. I love being this head over heels. And when I go to sleep at...
Oh, boy, did you see that? Watch this.
I'm ready. I love being this happy. I love being this head over heels.
Watch when Micah kisses Paul. Watch what happens. She backs right away. Do you see that? Do you see that? You guys catch that? Does that look like someone who wants to be kissing someone? Like, she goes in very timidly, and then she backs off. Watch. This is crazy.
I'm ready. I love being this happy. I love being this head over heels.
Look. He's got his tongue ready to rock and roll. He's got his tongue ready to rock and roll. What does Micah do? She canceled it. She says, no, sir. And then look the way she's looking. Look at the way she's looking. So not only does her face show that she is starting to become unattracted to Paul, we see their vestiges of a double chin, verifying her fat genes.
And when I go to sleep at night...
And this is a very good... Now, interestingly enough, Nick Tarver says, sad to say, if Bliss and Zach end up together, it will end in a shitstorm. I think it will, too. I think it will, too. I think Zach has serious issues that he needs to work out. This doesn't mean that Bliss is perfect or that she's an angel or that she's a unicorn. But I think this is one of the few times where I said the girl actually dodged the bullet. I think Zach could be a good man. He just needs he needs to talk to a guy like MLD, to be honest with you. MLD is, he doesn't have any certifications, but as far as I'm concerned, he is as close to a mental health expert as there is in the Manosphere.
That feeling doesn't fade.
Oh my gosh.
When I wake up in the morning, that feeling doesn't fade.
Is that pancakes? Wow, I feel like I'm in a restaurant.
Oh my God.
That's what love should feel like.
You like me?
Through the heart. There's that baby talking and you like me.
The time. In the good time.
I could just feel the aura coming off of this one, even through the wall.
Oh my God.
I love Micah immensely, and I do want her.
There you go. Do you see it again? She kisses him and turns her head.
I'm in the good time.
Guys, you can't make this stuff up, man.
I can just feel the aura coming off of
this. Watch this.
Even through the wall.
Every time Micah kisses Paul.
I love Micah immensely, and I...
There it is. Peck away. Peck away. She wouldn't kiss Kwame like that. I'll tell you that right now.
I do want her the rest of my life.
And they're not cock to coochie. Let's watch that again.
I could just feel the aura coming off of this one, even through the wall.
I love Micah immensely.
Look.
And I do.
Turns the head, and we're making the letter A instead of the letter I. Devin says Zach and Bliss won't work because Bliss can't trust his ability to make decisions now. That's exactly right. And you know what, Devin? Bliss told him as much. Bliss told him, hey man, if you pick Irina, just given what I've told you, maybe your decision-making isn't the best. So he might have fucked it up already. He might have fucked it up already, and chances are, I think he probably has. Because Bliss told him exactly what Devin just said.
Want her the rest of my life.
I haven't told you guys anything, but we're engaged. Micah!
You didn't want to sit here and talk. You're like, I'm leaving.
What else am I supposed to do? Sit in my feelings and sleep next to someone who said that I was not man enough for them?
We don't have...
There it is. Told you.
Sex.
See, we don't have sex. There it is. There it is.
Me seeing Paul, honestly, I was way more attracted to him than I was to Zach.
Do you still have these unresolved feelings for him?
I did feel romance with Paul.
See?
Kind of put doubt in my head about where we're at.
Oh no. Micah doesn't give a fuck that Irina likes Paul. She doesn't give a fuck that Irina likes Paul because she doesn't like Paul. She's like, all right. I'll just use the arena situation as a reason to leave Paul at the altar.
And I'm not sacrificing what I want, but I am compromising.
Welcome to marriage.
Okay, dude, I'm trying to tell you. So Chelsea, welcome. Look, hey, it really sounds like Chelsea is the most level-headed chick on the show. It really, really does. And I say this all the time. When it comes to good relationships, you should never sacrifice anything for a woman. Never, ever, ever, ever sacrifice anything for a woman. However, if you want a happy, long-term relationship, you're going to have to choose very carefully on the things you're willing to compromise on. Yes, it is definitely my way or the highway. I make all the decisions. What I say goes. There is no question about that. But by the same token, it is unrealistic of any man to think, well, it's just going to be everything I say. Well, listen, you're the man of the house. That's the truth. There's no question about that. But by the same token, you need to understand that your woman is making compromises for you. And if she makes compromises for you, it is only fair that you make compromises for her. This is just how it works.
Okay.
Do you want to settle down?
I know where you live. I'm a find you.
You're meant to have the best wedding of your life, and this isn't it.
Is that a white girl threatening an old girl?
But this isn't it.
Oh my God.
I think about you, I worry about you, I'm hoping that you're happy.
Do you think that you made the right choice?
Look at this. Here we go. Here we fucking go. This fucking idiot is about to fuck up his relationship. This motherfucker.
Do you feel like you're questioning?
This is unbelievable.
If you don't feel like heart to heart, you're really gonna marry him? Pick me.
Oh, he's back. Guess what? Joey's not gonna want her dumb ass either. Because Jacqueline is a full jackal. Like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Now is the time to decide if love is blind.
This should be a day of no surprises. This should not happen.
Oh, this is going to be on. The crippler crossface.
I really do love you.
Are you breaking up with me?
I can't marry you. I'm sorry. Irina, will you marry me?
Zach, easiest yes of my life.
Oh my God, this was the worst. Honestly, the worst matchup of the season, the worst matchup of all four seasons, were Zach and Irina. Actually, no. Oh boy, wait a minute. I think number one is Jessica Mark. Number two is Shayna Kyle, and that doesn't even count because they didn't make it out of Mexico. And number three is definitely Zach and Irina.
You're so handsome.
That bitch is thirsty.
Thank you. Yeah, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
Will you marry me, Jacqueline?
Of course I'll marry you.
Oh my God.
You too.
I don't think I've ever had this level of attraction with somebody because it didn't start physically. This is setting the tone for the rest of our lives. And it's good.
I want to cherish this forever. I was really all in with you.
Like, I still care about you.
Would you have rather been with her?
No, I'm right where I need to be.
Then let it go. Let it fucking go, mommy.
I'm in my emotions.
Oh my God.
I'm thinking about home.
That was a big nothing burger.
Back to that shit, man.
He's at mine because Irina's on.
Irina hates her, man. I know it.
Oh my God.
I'm so drained and from like this relationship.
I think, dude, Irina's acting like she's got options. Irina, sweet cheeks, you are not attractive enough to be on this show. Well, I don't know, after Alexa, I suppose they'll take anybody. That's a good point. The level up man says, Jessica shot at Barnett, failed. Shayna shot at Shane, failed. And now we have Micah shooting at Kwame. Actually, Shayna shot her shot at Shane, and she hit it. She just didn't end up with him. Because I am 128% certain that Shane absolutely fucked Shayna. I would bet the farm on it. I would absolutely bet the fucking farm on it.
Call it. I don't think it's gonna work out.
Would you, if you had the chance, like explore things with Bliss?
I made the wrong choice. You know I did, and I do too.
Oh, I thought we were still in Seattle.
That thing looks extremely heavy.
Good thing you only have one bag, so you can help me with that.
A marketing manager? So basically, she plays on social media all day.
Oh, God. What did I sign up for?
We gonna get out of here? We gonna finish packing?
Rack it up, pack it up. Zip it up. Back to the tack. Here we come.
Look how excited she is to go back to Seattle and get dick down.
I'm excited. You see the excitement in my face.
Yes, you can. We can.
We are embarking on an exciting...
Oh, so Chelsea actually looks halfway decent without makeup on. Imagine that.
New chapter. I would love to stay in this little fantasy land of everything's just about us forever. But that's just not realistic.
I love you.
Love you too. Wouldn't change
a thing. Feels good to be me.
We are out.
Don't make me go.
Adios.
You a lot of shame. That's a real life.
That's funny. So she acted like she was licking him, but the funny thing is she didn't really lick him, and that's probably the most affection she's shown him.
But I'm excited.
Me too.
Jay Blaze says Zach and Irina had the best chemistry, and they were dogging each other. Yeah, they were, weren't they? That chemistry was undeniable. Love is blind, L.I.B., motherfuckers! There it is, the Emerald of the Northwest. Oh, there's Puget Sound. There's Gray's Harbor. Oh, there it is, there's the Kingdom, or the Old Kingdom.
That's right, Vanessa and I are here in beautiful Seattle, Washington.
What, it's not raining?
Five couples got engaged and fell in love sight unseen.
Yeah, there you go. You can see Micah. wearing these high-rise mom jeans.
Although one of those relationships seems to not have worked out.
If in some crazy life, weeks from now, Zach is in my mind and I can't stop thinking about him, like, I'm going to reach out and I'm going to do something about it. Maybe.
Sweetheart.
Maybe it will be too late.
It will be too late, Sweet Cheeks. It will be too late. What the fuck is she talking about? Does she really think Zach is going to take her back after that? After you fucking clowned him? Fuck out of here.
Maybe he already moved on.
Yeah, maybe.
Get over the uncomfortable.
Even if he doesn't move on. Even if he doesn't move on. He doesn't need to be with you.
Feeling I felt with him physically.
Look at this!
This is nice.
Oh, wow, look at those. Those are nice
places. The
getaways
are over, and now our couples are about to enter the most intense phase of this experiment.
They have their devices back, and they're headed home.
Uh-oh.
Where they're living together in a new shared apartment.
They have their devices back? Uh-oh. You know what that means for Jacquelina.
All right.
Wow.
I'm going to come in here and take your shoes off.
Not this will here. Be my side, and all of that will be yours. Because yeah. you so flashy. You know, I'll brush your shoulders off real quick. You cute.
Hey, look, I mean, say what you want about Tiffany. Say what you want about Tiffany, but she's into her man. She's into her man. The reason why Tiffany is so happy is because she is punching way above her weight. Way above her weight. Out in the real world, and we say this all the time. We say this all the time about these bitches. Out in the real world, dude, like, most of these dudes wouldn't even look at most of these girls, dude. Brennan wouldn't have approached Alexa in the real world, her fucking fat ass. You fucking kidding me? Fuck out of that. Fuck out of here. He'd never approach her fat ass. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Jacquelina, Marshall would have been too much of a pussy to approach Jacquelina, who's probably getting ran through by niggas by the truckload any goddamn way. Unbelievable.
Well, age.
Well, guys, remember, this is how it goes every season. The couples always live in the same building. Like, they always live in the same building. Like, this is how they do it.
Race. Looks, family, even financial circumstances matter.
Ma'am, you have your shoes on in our bag.
She
Come
knows
on
me.
Now.
I'm sorry.
How will they integrate their lives? Their
Those are some nice kicks.
Careers.
I'm going to tell you. See, this is why you know. This is why you know. This is why you know Chelsea fucks niggas. It's because her shoe game stays fly.
Their homes.
I usually clean about 4 times a week.
4 times a week?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's really important to be clean.
Absolutely.
And I think that's come from, like, me being in dentistry. Everything has to be cleaned.
Yeah.
But now they are just 3 weeks away from the altar and the most important decision of their lives.
How often do you think you're going to work from home? Because I'm going to be working from home, like, 100% of the time.
I think 75% of the time.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to get much done, I feel like.
No. We're both going to get fired in the first week.
Well, we lost our jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cute how we lost our jobs, says the pretty blonde, all nonchalantly. Nah, sweetheart. For the rest of us, no job, no check. I'm not a pretty blonde who can, you know, sell feet pics on OnlyFans for $500. We lost our jobs. Oh, well.
Whoops.
Will they prove that love is blind?
Wait, hold on. Let me answer that.
Nope.
How was your trip with your fiance?
Horrible.
Oh, wow.
She treated me like shit. We're literally sleeping on the opposite sides of the bed. We don't touch. Zero affection. I was over her on, like, day two.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know what I thought when I was in Mexico?
Uh-oh.
You were the girl that I was looking for.
That's, like, so annoying, though.
It's fucked up to say.
That's, like, very annoying to hear that.
I know. I'm just telling you the truth. I knew, like, when I...
Look, man. I mean, Bliss, dude, take him... Call him to the carpet.
Told you no. Like, as I walked out the door, that I fucked up. Like, I knew it. And it was too late.
You proposed to her, Zach.
I did because I still loved her.
But that's not a reason.
There's more than just one person for people.
I don't know. It makes me, like, question you a little bit.
I got what.
As it should.
What I deserved, for sure.
I mean,
I made a bad choice.
Hey, at least Zach is being upfront. He's like, hey, it's fucked up. I made a bad choice. It is what it is. If you want to give this thing a whirl, I'd love to. If not, I get it. I understand.
You know, you actually, like, put in all this effort with the cupcakes.
Yes.
Don't remind me, okay? Like, I literally...
I know. They were so good. God, no, but it showed your character. Her character was pretty rude.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Guys, this is why experience is important, but... I don't know why Zach was... I mean, it must have been... It's got to be the issues, guys. It's got to be the issues. Irina acts like a seventh grade mean girl. She acts like a high schooler. She doesn't cook. She doesn't clean. All she does is lay around with Micah and gossip about people. Bliss fucking made him birthday cupcakes. She's cleaning shit up. She was more wife. Dude, she was more. She is more wife-like than Irina will ever be.
Revealed through, like, what? Like, she forgot my birthday. Like,
oh, wow.
It was backtracking hardcore.
What do you mean?
No, I mean, I don't know. This is just such a weird scenario.
No, like, I know it is.
Because we've literally never seen each other before.
You never even had to see my face.
Right. So I was like, he may not even be cute. Like, who cares? Yeah.
Surprise. I'm not.
This makes it so much easier.
Way easier.
I'm just kidding. I think you thought I was like some, like, I don't know what you thought.
Just kind of like imagined you, which is by my way my type, is like kind of a little bit more nerdy. Like,
yeah. I mean, I am nerdy. I just don't
you
look
are.
Like
you
a
just
nerd.
Don't look nerdy, yeah.
Which is fine, but I think I sound like a nerd, like my voice, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Yeah, your voice does not match your body for
it
sure.
It doesn't, really. Why is it just like weird connecting my face to my voice?
I just look looking at
she has, they both have beautiful teeth.
Your eyes. Yeah, you have really beautiful eyes.
Thanks. You have pretty eyes too, but I also don't want to give you any compliments right now.
Bliss is like, listen, you look good, but I'm not trying to give you no compliments, nigga. I know you white boy, but you still a nigga. You did some nigga shit.
Do you find my eye contact to be too much?
No. Why? Am I looking away?
No.
I mean, I think I tend to kind of like look around.
Sometimes. I tend to like maintain really strong eye contact.
Well, he's a lawyer.
It was the first thing. It was the first thing Irina said to me.
That you maintain too much eye contact.
She's like, you don't blink very much. I'm like, fuck you.
Oh, this is the Zach, dude, guys. This is the Zach we've been waiting on. This is the Zach we've been waiting on. You make too much eye contact. Like, fuck you. Like, seriously, you're gonna start picking fun at eye contact, bitch. Good for him, man. Dre Raven putting it together. Says, Zach, mother was a stripper. Irina is a narcissist. She fits the clinical definition. He fell for her because she was familiar like mommy. Yeah, a lot of you guys were saying that, and I think Dre Raven was the first to say it. So I'll give you credit for that. He chose his mother when he chose Irina.
That's actually funny of her, though.
Your brain works very similar to mine. We have similar types of weirdness, actually. Like the coincidences, the things we talked about, the songs.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you what. Zach looks clean in a suit, man. Like, dude. I like the dude. I like the suit. I like the suit. Very simple. Very simple. He's got the dark navy, and he's got the dark navy. He's got like a very, very light blue light striped shirt with like a cross between like a royal and navy blue. Dude, it looks great. It looks good. He looks good in a suit, man.
The owl. Pretty freaky.
Yeah, it was. I guess I also like didn't expect anything coming into this. I didn't expect to have any sort of like true feelings. And also my logical side is like, how can anyone have these types of feelings in that sort of time?
Did it surprise you when it did?
Yeah, it did. Like, I feel like no one wonders.
Oh, that's funny. The name of the episode is I Made a Mistake. Yeah, you think?
Understand. I know that's such a dumb thing to say.
No, it's not. But, like, it's not. They're like, you're batshit crazy.
Yeah.
You knew this person for how long? You fell in love with them?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all. It makes no sense.
So I thought.
Yeah. Do you guys see the difference here? The difference. And I was going to say that Zach and Bliss speak the same language. No, not really. Zach and Irina are adults. That's the difference. They're having an adult conversation at a table. Whereas with Irina, it was all like mind games and, ooh, kiss me. You like me? Like, oh my God. What a big. Dude, that is the biggest mistake in the history of mistakes. And Jay Blaze called it. He called it. He knew Bliss would be back, and I, you know what? I'm glad she is.
Going in, like.
Jay Blaze says, you think Zach is a weirdo who crushes in the courtroom? Yes. I think Zach is awesome in the courtroom, to be honest with you.
There's potential here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I was actually going to fall in love. Like, and you know the difference, right? You know.
Do you see how less awkward he is? Like, all of a sudden, he doesn't seem weird. Am I wrong? Like, correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Correct me if I'm wrong. But Zach, look, like, Zach, dude, he's sitting upright. His posture is strong. He actually looks more attractive. That eye contact is not being characterized as weird or creepy. He actually looks more confident in this setting. Ain't that something? an adult conversation with another adult and you look a little bit better. See, that's why Zach was all weird. And I'm sure Zach still has his idiosyncrasies and his quirks. But the reason why we all thought Zach was so goddamn strange is because he was with Irina. And Irina's a, dude, she's a basic bitch, dude. She's a basic bitch. When you get a basic vapid bitch around a guy like Zach, who's got some issues, but his mind works in, you know, different ways. Yeah, of course he's going to look awkward, especially with Irina looking like she wants to laugh all the time.
The difference between just liking someone and loving someone.
Yeah, definitely. It's just been a very emotional.
Are those turkey club sandwiches they got?
Couple of weeks, that's for sure.
Is that a turkey club?
I know.
Show the turkey clubs. I haven't had a turkey club in a while. That actually sounds really good. Right now is a turkey club sandwich. By the way, guys, I kicked ass in the weight room today. Did my supersets only 1 minute apart. It fucking destroyed me. Holy shit.
We're going to end up together at some point. And
uh-oh. Here he is. He's about to shoot his shot.
That's for sure.
I know. I don't know, you know, if we're going to end up together at some point. And I didn't, like, have the plan of, like, trying to win you over.
Good.
Yeah. No, I just... I do think, regardless of what happens, we were supposed to meet each other.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I believe that.
I believe it too. But...
You're just cute.
She might have a man already. Dude, a girl like Bliss? Who cooks and cleans?
I'm really happy that we got to meet.
Me too.
Zach is running game. Uh-oh, who's that? It's her boyfriend.
He's really, like, nervous and felt weird about it.
I was nervous too.
Do you see how he is open and honest? Listen, I was nervous too. That doesn't make him less attractive to her. Lost
in this place with you. Anyway, so it's very, like, interesting to meet you in person. Super crazy and weird.
Yeah, I'm glad we did it.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we'll see what happens.
Do you want to walk to the door?
Bliss is attractive. I think she's black, if I'm not mistaken, isn't she?
Hopefully we do it again.
We'll see.
Zach is shooting a shot. He's like, yo, hopefully we do it again. And Bliss is like, I ain't that goddamn thirsty. We'll see. And listen, I don't blame Bliss. Just like Bliss said before he chose her, she said, look, man, if you pick Irina, this shows that you've got some serious flaws in your, decision-making. Because Bliss knew the difference between her and Irina. Irina knew the difference between her and Bliss. He still picked her.
Babe.
Yes.
Our food is here.
Ooh, does it smell good? Yes.
Our first takeout meal.
In our home.
3 weeks ago, I was sitting on my couch playing Xbox in my boxers. And now, like, this is full out adulting to the highest degree. I'm engaged.
Yep.
We live in a house together. And that shit is crazy.
I didn't know what to expect.
Yo, look at Kwame, though. You can tell by the look on his face. He's like, okay, so this is really happening now. Mm-hmm. All right. So we are in this now. Yeah. Yeah, welcome to life, brah. My guess is that Chelsea is probably, and she hasn't said anything, but just based on observing her, my guess is that she was probably either married or in a long-term relationship, because Chelsea has rock solid, razor sharp relationship skills, conflict resolution. She has temperance, right? Like she could have exploded at Kwame twice. She didn't. She was upset, and she made sure she said, hey man, like, you can't be disrespecting me like that in public. But she never got loud. She never got rude. But she was firm. She let her man know, hey man, like, I don't like that. I don't like that. The relationship skills that Chelsea has, I don't want to say are similar to the relationship skills that Devin had when I met her, because Devin's just been around longer. Devin's relationship skills were exemplary from the start. Yes, I had to break her of some very bad habits, but she knew how to relationship. She absolutely did. She understands. She understands the importance of being there for your man. Stroking your man's ego when you think he needs it. Giving your man, like, Devin understood very, very, very naturally. But it's because she had just come out of a 20 plus year relationship, 17 year marriage. You know, she has relationship skills. So yeah, listen, there are pros and cons to dating older women versus younger women. Most of the time, it's much better to date a younger woman, but every once in a while, you do meet an older woman who is just a better option than younger women. It is what it is. Oops.
Me into our place and what it would look like.
I know.
Like, walking into it with you, I just feel at home in it.
It just feels like home is when I'm with you.
You're great with the cheesy movie pickup lines.
Unbelievable.
You love it, though.
I do.
Unbelievable, dude. And Devin does the same thing with me, and I'm like, oh my God, with the mom jokes. And she's like, but you love it. And I'm like, yeah, I do.
You lie. You
I
love
do.
It.
It's the greatest.
You love it. How do you feel about, like, cleaning duties?
That's both of us.
Do you know how to vacuum?
Babe.
Just checking.
I know how to vacuum.
I'm just checking. You've been a bachelor your whole life.
You turn it on and you move it around the carpet.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Hey, look, she's making a good point, though. She's making a good point, though. Like, you've been a bachelor your whole life. So there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve here with Kwame. And because he was sitting around playing Xbox in his boxers. Now, that's not something men should be doing on a regular basis anyway, but we'll see what happens.
Good job, babe. You're such a genius, baby.
What are the other things, ma'am?
Dishes.
What about them?
Do we put them in the sink, or do we put them on the counter, or do we put them in the dishwasher?
Dishwasher.
Sure.
Put it in the sink at least, like at the base, they're getting in the sink.
Okay, so you're basically saying they're going in the sink.
No, at the base.
Yes, they're going in the sink. I'm telling you, dude. Chelsea is like, dude, she has to have been married because, like, she is razor sharp with this stuff. She's razor sharp.
There's
with
a
this.
Base. Base of what?
Base means that no matter what sink. Happens, by the time you go to sleep, they're in the sink.
Oh, no, Kwame, that never happens. And you can see that Chelsea's not buying it either.
But at best,
oh, yeah. Look at that. See that? Kwame, look, Chelsea's like there. She's like, oh, here's what she's thinking.
Really, nigga?
Yeah, she knows.
We sleep in the sink.
Babe. At best, they're clean. So you're going to get 70% at best, 30% at base. That's not bad, right?
Let's get it up to 90% in the dishwasher.
I'm happy with 80.
Guys, listen. What is happening here is the difference between white women and black women. See, black women, they would have made a whole big stink of this situation. They would have changed the music, and I can't believe this nigga wants to put dishes in the base he doesn't want to put away. I can't believe this nigga knows how to doesn't know how to vacuum, and he's talking about this and that. No, Chelsea's like, okay, been a bachelor his whole life. I'm gonna have to teach him some things, but she's not being disrespectful. She's playfully negotiating, but she's not making a big deal out of it. Kwame being a little bit behind on the adulting and relationship thing, that's not a deal breaker. Not for girls like Chelsea. But let her be Lakeisha, then guess what? Lakeisha would have been like, wait, you don't know how to vet? Nigga, I'm telling you. Look, see? She's not angry, and she's not upset. She's just like, okay, this is going to be one of the challenges. Jay Blaze says Chelsea could have married her high school crush, and he cheated. I suppose that's possible, but I'm sure Chelsea's had hoe tendencies before. Dude, look how attractive she is. She's 30 years old and unmarried. Yeah, she's definitely got hoe tendencies. It's good that she decided to hit the brakes on this, you know, just before she hits the wall.
I really don't like going to bed with a dirty kitchen.
Okay. I'll say this.
Right?
You need to remember.
Do you see? She's not be like, well, you better. She's like, look, sweetie, I really don't like going to bed with a dirty kitchen. This is how you handle men. This is how you handle us. Just be like, babe, I really don't want to go to bed with a dirty kitchen. Any reasonable guy who's getting treated like Chelsea treats, almost called up Kanye, Kwame is, you know what? No big deal. Dude, you suck my dick whenever I want. You let me rearrange your guts anytime I get the itch. Listen, man, if you want to make sure the dishes are in the dishwasher, I'm all for it. It is what it is. That's compromise.
Yeah. Flush the toilet when you go pee.
Yeah, here we go.
Just like the weirdest habit.
No, that's only when at night.
Okay. I'll say that.
This is so weird.
This.
Right?
You need to remember to flush the toilet when you go pee.
Like, I swear to God. And Devin never forgets to flush the toilet when she pees. But before she gets in the shower, she'll pee. And because she doesn't want because obviously she thinks that if you flush the toilet, that the water will be super hot for a while. And, you know, in a lot of cases, that's true. But we're fortunate enough not to have that issue in our bathroom with our plumbing. But, you know, listen, man, Devin is 46 years old. This is what she's done her whole life. So if she's in the shower, I know that if I go in there, I'll just have to flush the toilet. It is what it is. It is what it is.
Just like the weirdest habit.
No, that's only when at night, like when I don't want to wake you up.
Don't worry about waking me up.
What?
Just flush the toilet.
Okay. Oh, I like how she got it. I like how she tried to get out of that. You see how she tried to get out of that? No. I just don't want to wake you up. Kwame's like, wake my ass up and flush the goddamn toilet. And she's like, all right, you got me.
Okay, babe.
Oh, that's funny as hell. Look at that. I love you, baby. See, man, I'm telling you. Dude, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, I don't really know how to, like, start this conversation, but...
Oh, God.
Paul's like, dude, I don't want to start this conversation.
Before we got on the plane to leave Mexico, Irina came up to me and kind of, like, let me know that she has, like, attraction to you.
Hey, man, this is a conversation. Now, listen, none of us likes Micah, but this is a conversation she has to have.
And I don't know, it just like made me feel really weird. Did you like have any like indication that she was like into you, like in Mexico?
He knows. She knows he does. She knows he did, but she's testing him right now. This is why you just gotta be honest. Be like, yeah, I knew. She was feeling me. She told me.
When we went to the pool party and she was like kind of like handsy, like touching my leg and stuff.
Oh, you mean like she was doing to Kwame not too long ago?
And I was just like, you know what? That's weird, but I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah, see
Zach
that?
Zach was standing like right next to us. And so I was just like, surely like he wouldn't.
Look at Micah acting like she didn't do the same thing.
And be trying to make a actual like move on me.
Kind of put like doubt in my head about like where.
Told you.
Like where we're at.
Told you. Irina being attracted to Paul has absolutely no bearing on his relationship with Micah. But because Micah is on here for clout, she's not marrying Paul. Guys, we all know she's not going to marry Paul. She will not marry Paul. She wants to be with Kwame. And so what she's doing now is she's giving herself the excuse to have doubt. No, you just because, dude, Irina does not look like you, Micah. She doesn't. Irina's a fucking eyesore, and you know it. And girls like Micah are always friends with girls who are ugly, just so they can have some sort of power over them.
I don't know. It just, like, made me think, like, was there, like...
Here's how to handle this with Chelsea. I think that this kind of makes me doubt you. Be like, okay, well... I mean, if it makes you doubt things, then, you know, it is what it is. I'm just, you know... Think whatever you want. I guess time will tell. But don't be all like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
Like, more that went on that I didn't know about.
See, here we go.
Definitely.
Ain't that the pot calling the kettle black?
I have no intention or just...
No pun intended.
...desire of, like... going any pursuing anything with her.
I just like thought it was so weird how like she ended it with Zach and then immediately like jumped ship to like her like best friend's like fiance.
Yeah, Micah, that's what girls do. And don't act like you haven't done any shady shit yourself. Do you see this? It's so funny how girls always persecute the kinds of behaviors they engage in on a regular basis. Micah would have us believe that she has never hit on a friend of an ex. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's a weird move.
Yeah, it's like frustrating because like I feel like it's coming like strictly from a point of like attraction, like what you get. Like, yeah, you're hot, but like, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. You're my
Yeah, Micah knows Irina's not a threat.
Beyonce, like, you're an extension of me. Yeah. And it's like,
oh, no. Oh, you're my fiance. So you're an extension of me. No, see? That's the black woman mentality. Nah, bitch. No, I'm not an extension of anybody. You are an extension of me. I'm the man, you're the woman. I'm the leader, you are the cheerleader. You are an extension of me. Without a leader, there cannot be a cheerleader. Fuck out of here with that.
Like, at this point...
This is ridiculous. He should not be looking at this woman like this.
You know, if what you like are saying is true and there's not like something I like don't know about or like there's not like unresolved feelings like, on your end, yeah. then like at this yep. point, I feel like it's between her and I.
I feel bad for Zach, like Zach's my boy and...
Yeah, I do too. I feel like he's right. like easy to like laugh at, right. but I mean, everything that he's done, like that she's like been really turned off about, he was doing that same exact stuff in the pods.
See?
The right. only difference is now she can like see his face, right. you know? I feel like
Irina was just a fucking bitch, dude.
Like I've been like guilty of kind of like laughing along at like the whole like
sure,
Zach
yeah.
thing because he's like yeah. such a character. But like when yeah. it comes down to it, I feel like he did come into this very open. And yeah, he might be like extremely goofy, but like that's his genuine self.
It is.
Like, you know.
Okay, so this is a moment of genuine. this is a rare moment of genuineness with Micah. This is a moment of rare genuineness. Now, there's women never do anything for just no reason. Least of all because it's the right thing to do, right? Micah now sees Zach as a sympathetic character. So now she's saying to herself, okay, I can't pile on to Zach because that's going to make me the bad guy. She wants to paint Irina as the bad guy or the villain of the season. And so far, Irina is one of the villains of the season, but that does not mean that there can only be one villain. There can absolutely be more than one. Last season, the villains were Zenab and what's her name? Alexa. Alexa was the fat bitch who just, she didn't care what anybody said. She was going to believe Zenab. Okay, cool. So now you're both fucking villains. So what's happening now is Micah is trying this preemptive damage control. Oh, Scooby, right. Micah is now attempting to preemptively do damage control so that when the shit does hit the fan, she can be like, okay, well, I jumped off the pylon Zach bandwagon a long time ago, so I'm good.
And that's what I love about him, you know?
Yeah.
I will say that whenever she was, like, kind of coming on to me at the pool, one of the reasons why I didn't, like, immediately call her out in front of everyone is that, like, I feel very secure with our relationship. I feel like I know you really well.
You make me feel so confident.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
You really questioned me? Damn.
This is a mismatch, dude. This is like Shaquille O'Neal on Muggsy Bogues.
Every day that goes by, I feel stronger and stronger towards him. I don't think there's much that could kind of like break us at this point. I think that sureness and that confidence is really sexy, and I'm really excited to explore the physical side of things. So,
wait a minute, they haven't fucked yet? Oh, who called that? I told you guys, man, Paul's best chance of fucking Micah was on night one.
Hopefully Paul complies. I don't know.
So what do you want to do tonight? Do you have anything in mind?
I don't know. I feel like it's kind of an obvious answer when it comes to me.
I got it.
Good. Paul's like, yep, message received. Read you loud and clear. Yep, I got it. At least you'd have to spell it out to him.
Bring my lava lamp.
Oh my god.
Lava. This is 1972.
You got lava lamps? That's fun.
I've got lava lamps. I got sitting here looking at two of them. Actually, three.
You for real got a lava?
I got a lava lamp.
What color?
Mind your business. You don't see it. You ungrateful. Oh yeah, lava lamp. Don't worry about it. Now you don't want it. I'm gonna bring it.
We're back in...
Dude, Jacquelina is such low class, dude. Oh my god.
In real worlds, work routines, friends, family.
It's a really nice place.
Phones, social media. It's a lot, but I'm excited still. Just ready to take the world on.
Well, what's the first thing that you want to do now that we're back?
That's the most exciting part, just waking up
to
her.
Do you see this?
It's a lot.
Just watch, this whole baby voice thing.
But I'm
it's just
excited
weird,
still.
Man.
Just ready to take the world on.
Well, what's the first thing that you want to do now that we're back?
What the fuck, man? Dre Raven says this is sounding like Irina was the ringleader, hype mind of the two. No, it is never the less attractive of the two. the way female social hierarchy goes, guys, it has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with merit. Female hierarchy, female social hierarchies have nothing to do with merit. And the only thing other than looks that determines the female hierarchy is who they're with. So if there's a group of girls, the most attractive girl is always the leader, right? If they're all single, she's the leader. Now, if the second most attractive girl is with the best guy, then she's the leader. That's how that works. But when it's Micah and Irina, girls like Irina are never the ringleader.
That's the most exciting part, just waking up to her every day and being able to cook breakfast. Jeez. And like send her off to work and,
oh my God,
and get started with my day.
Oh my God, he's a goddamned house husband. Jesus fucking Christ. And look at him. He looks like a soy boy.
And wait till she gets home.
Unbelievable.
You know, I've told my parents, obviously, and my brother and my sister that I am engaged. They're over the moon. Mm. So they just saw how happy I was.
Okay. Well, I guess I have to be.
Do you see this?
My brother and my sister that I am engaged. They're over the moon.
Mm.
So they just saw how happy I was.
Okay. I guess I have to be up to par when I see them and not pull up in.
You could pull up in anything.
Oh, this nigga. Oh, no. Do you see how he just gives her permission to just act and do whatever it is she wants to do? Eat off my plate? Sure. Burp at the table? Awesome. Meet my parents wearing sweats? I don't care. No one, dude, listen, man. No wonder Jacqueline's walking all over his ass. He's telling her he can. She can.
Yeah. I told
nobody. She ain't tell nobody. Watch.
My mom. I told my dad. They're like, huh? This is not Jackie.
Yeah, but what? Of course it ain't Jackie. They already know what's up. They know Jackie's a hoe. Have you told D'Angelo? Hmm? Have you told Don Travius? Hmm? You told DeMarcus? You told Deshaun? You told LaShawn? Hmm? Interesting.
Yeah.
This is not Jackie.
Yeah.
They were so shocked. They didn't believe me. I was like, no, I'm being dead ass. And they were like,
this is funny. So Marshall is looking at this as a compliment. Oh, I was the guy who tamed her and settled down. Oh my God.
Huh? I still don't think they believe me. It's kind of one of those things
that
where I just
not good.
Let them sit in it and then I'll hit them whenever. I'm trying to hold that off as much as I can.
Mm-hmm. You think they would want to meet me?
I would hope so.
Okay.
I think so. And my dad's really cool. Like my dad's not. My dad'd be like, oh, okay, nice. And then my mom is more like me, but like.
Oh, so we'll be fine. I get along with her great.
I hope so.
Yeah.
This fucking guy.
I hope so. Waiting for the soul to pass. I'm a slipping fast. Wait, whatever is yours is mine, and whatever is mine is yours. Is that what you're trying to say?
I love this man, but at the same time, like,
I like my bathroom to be very clean.
Shit.
And Brett has no issue with hopping out the shower and there's water on the floor.
That's right. That's right. We're men. We don't give a damn. So guess what? If it bothers you that much, Tiffany, then you can clean it up.
And that's actually one of my pet peeves.
Sweetheart, you are 36, black, and overweight. You don't get to have pet peeves with a guy like Colin. What's his name? With Brett. I don't know why I want to call him Colin. You don't get to have pet peeves at your age with a guy like Brett. If you need to dry up some water with a dirty towel to keep his ass around, then bitch, that's what you do. Fuck out of here. Jerry Raven says, translation, Maven's mom was the abuser. I agree. Dude, Jacqueline is, she is so damaged beyond all repair.
Like, I mentioned it to him before. He's like, babe, it's just water. But for me, I'm like,
do you see this? Do you see this? Guys, this woman is literally doing exactly what I said that black women do. Literally. Dude, Brett is tall. He's good looking. He's ripped. He's a big, muscular guy. He likes her. And she's already going to make a big deal out of water being on the floor after he gets out of the shower. There you go. There you go. Chelsea doesn't know if Kwame even knows how to operate a vacuum cleaner, much less iron a shirt. Much less iron a shirt. Is she in front of the camera talking about, well, I mentioned it 2 minutes. Like, okay, I get it, but it's just a pet peeve. No, bitch. No. Chelsea understands that there are that as a woman, there are some battles you need to stay away from. There are sometimes you need to listen. I've told you guys this story before. I've told you guys this story before. Devin comes home from work, and she says to me, "You and I need to have a little roommate conversation." I said, "Oh, okay." I sat back and I said, "Okay, well, what is it?" And she's like, "Well, like, I have this really expensive face soap, and, like, you put your, like, dental floss on it, and, like, it's really expensive, and I would kind of appreciate it if you would just remove it." I said, "Okay." I said, "Let me make one thing clear to you." I said, "If you ever come at me with this petty bullshit again, I will kick you the fuck up out of here." I was like, "Are you kidding me? You wanted to make a big fucking deal out of dental floss on your soap? Devin will tell you. She'll tell you this word for word." I said, "If it bothers you so much, then you take it off." I said, "But don't you ever waste my time with a bullshit issue like this. If it bothers you that much, then pick it the fuck up. Throw it the fuck away if it bothers you so goddamn much." Here is Tiffany already complaining about shit that's not it. Dude, it doesn't even matter. Does not even matter. This woman is punching above her weight. She is engaged to a man she would otherwise never have an opportunity with out in the real world. And this bitch wants to bitch about water on the floor after taking a goddamn shower. Is there any wonder why only 1 in 4 black women will marry in this country? Unfucking believable.
It's just going to be an adjustment process, but that's my boo.
No, you need to adjust, not him.
I wish we had a TV in here.
We need a bedroom. Oh, your attention is supposed to be either sleeping or on me.
My attention is on you now. Oh God, my attention is definitely on you.
At least she has natural hair. Don't care about this. Don't care. Don't care. There's a Puget Sound again. Was that Micah's ass? We're about to get a real look of what Micah's ass looks like. Micah's not. Nah.
Morning.
Micah's
Hi,
just blonde.
Good morning. Thank you.
I gotta leave it here, guys.